was late. Try again. How are you?
Great,
right? Okay. I have kids. I like to do stuff. You super don't care, but I like kids and I like talking to kids. And so I'll skip the intro stuff and get right to the fun stuff, all right?
Yay.
All right, so we're gonna talk about seeds. You guys know about seeds and planting and gardening. Raise your hands if you do any kind of gardening stuff at home. Most of you guys, right? I'm a terrible gardener. Most of my stuff dies. My tomato plant hasn't made a single tomato all year. I don't know. But I have a question. What kind of seeds are you planting? So, is there like a light anywhere? Like an overhead light?
Over there.
Thank you. You are absolutely correct. That is where the light is coming from. Smart girl. All right. This is my front porch. It's not much, but it's mine. And you can see I have my flowers. This is my tomato plant with no tomatoes for some reason. More flowers over there. All sorts of things. I have a question. So as I'm sitting out there in early morning, I keep my Bible and my stuff right here so I can read without waking up my kids. Think about this. As you're sitting up there on a beautiful morning, what kind of smells might you like to smell? So open your bag and there's three bags, right? A red bag, a blue bag, and a green bag. There's also ink pads. Don't touch the ink pads, just the three bags. And I want you to tell me, which smell do you like? The green bag, the red bag, or the blue bag? Which would you like to smell in the morning as you are reading? Just open it, the cotton ball smells.
I like the blue.
Right? And think of it. As you are reading and enjoying your mornings, what would you like to smell? There's three. They're different.
I like the green.
All right. So I'm hearing some greens. I'm hearing some blues. Any reds? Nehemiah, you like the red?
Yep, I like the red.
That's actually the one my kids thought was the stinkiest.
Green.
Yes, we had fun with that, right? So who can guess what the green is?
Okay, mint.
Who can guess what the blue is?
Cotton candy.
Good guess. It's vanilla, which is essentially cotton candy.
I thought it was sunscreen.
Good guess. And then the red? It does. It's actually some sort of essential oil breathing thing. We all thought it stunk. But I have a question. Smells matter, right? And so I have a question. All right, think about it. What kind of smells would you like to experience? All right. How do you control the smell?
With your nose.
Well, you can read the smell with your nose, but you can't control the smell with your nose. How do you control it? All right, have a guess.
Plants that smell like that?
Yes. You plant the right seeds, right? Pretty obvious, but that's kind of one of the fun things. So here's a thing about me. I did this very early in the morning on a deadline. There's typos. I love you. I'm sorry. Use your imagination. All right. I have a Bible verse. A man reaps what he sows. This is a gardening verse, kind of. What's it talking about?
It means, like, what he plants in the ground, he'll, like,
yeah, you're gonna get, right? So here's a confession. I hate carrots. I've never in my life enjoyed a carrot. They're gross. Candy, baked, fresh, yeah. So if I plant carrot seeds in my garden and I get mad because I really wanted red peppers, which I love, am I making much sense?
No.
No, I am making zero sense because if I plant carrot seeds, I get carrots. If I plant pepper seeds, I get peppers, right? All right. More verses. This is the same verse, but longer. Do not be deceived. Do you guys like to read out loud? Raise your hand if you like to read out loud. All right, miss in the glasses.
Okay. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whatever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
All right, are we still talking about gardening on my front porch anymore?
No.
No? We've moved on here, but it's... Wait. No, we're talking about gardening, because here's two plants. When I was a little girl, my aunt had raspberry bushes in her backyard. And that's all I remember is just stuffing myself with raspberries from the vines and probably who knows how many bugs in the process. And it was such a sweet memory. And these, raise your hands if you know what these horrible, horrible things are. They're goat heads, and they're awful. Like, Lego's got nothing on these puppies. They draw blood, getting it off of you draws more blood.
Wait.
They're awful. They're like little sharp tacks in a ball, and they stick all over you. Yes. So, all right, we're not talking about gardening anymore. That was kind of a joke. This is about your life. So we have a choice in our life. We, our actions, plant seeds, right? So there's good seeds and bad seeds. So here's an example. If I am a brother, and we have a tradition in my house, pizza night, Friday night pizza night. And for a long time, there was one kid who charged me like, me first, and grab the plate and take the good pizza, you know, the good pizza, and load up like five pizzas on that plate. And all the kids are like, Mom! And do you know how his siblings felt about that? Frustrated. We've talked about it. There's no longer like world wrestling tournaments over pizza slices. But during that season, it was sowing little seeds of frustration, right? Or maybe a different kid is a grouch in the morning. Or maybe a different kid constantly borrows someone's stuff and trashes it. Does that plant seeds?
Yes.
Yeah, are they good seeds?
No.
No, but there are good seeds. So what are some good seeds? Raise your hands if you can think of a good seed. Mrs. Black?
A good seed is if you let the other people go first before you.
Yes, that is a blessing, right? What's another good seed?
Giving somebody a compliment.
Yes, that is a good seed. You're planting beauty and truth and goodness in the world. What else? Yes, if you plant a flower that smells delightful, you get to enjoy that. What about if you consistently tell the truth to your parents when it's hard? Nehemiah, what kind of seed does that plant?
It plants like a good seed that you won't lie anymore, kind of.
Yeah, it plants seeds of trust, right? One more, Mr. in the Black.
A truthful seed is what I was going to say.
Very good, right? All right, I'll give you another chance. What about a bad seed? Go for it, Nehemiah.
Okay, a bad seed is something like maybe like trying to go first on and like or like fighting someone that's more than your side.
Right. What about you in the back?
Stealing.
Yes, that plants bad seeds, right? There are bad things that come from that. Yeah. What else?
Punching.
Punching. Yes. If you're the violent kid who loses his temper and thwacks someone, is that going to plant seeds of trust and love in your relationships?
No.
No, it really won't. Okay. Watson, this is a trickier one. What if it's just an okay seed? What if it's fine, not good, not bad? What if you really want a Nintendo Switch and you do chores and chores and chores to save up for that Nintendo Switch? Is that, that's not great, that's not bad, it's just a seed, right? Question, all right. This is awesome, I really hope it plays for you. Let's find out. All right, this is a raccoon. Here's something funny about raccoons. They wash their food before they eat it. And somebody decided to give this raccoon some cotton candy. Let's see. No! Maybe? No! Oh, heartbreaking. It's not gonna do it. I don't even know what this is. Ah! So, maybe you'll figure out a way to play for you another time, or actually just ask your parents to Google raccoon washing food. It's hilariously sad, because the raccoon, he takes it, and he gets so excited, and he runs over to the water, and he puts it in the water, and it just disappears. And the raccoon's like, it's hilarious and pathetic and sad. And this is why it's sobering to me. I have spent a lot of time in my life trying to plant seeds that, poof, we just go. And then it's like, oh, that was supposed to be delicious and it is gone and I'm sad. And so this is what the Bible says. Ready? Who wants to read? Because I need a drink. Go for Mr. N.E.R.
Okay. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in earth, in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Okay, this is awesome, because sometimes, like, it's fine to work hard for things you enjoy. God gave us a beautiful world full of beautiful things to enjoy, and that's good. But just remember, it's not going to last. And then what's going to last forever? God is, God's word is, and the people of God and God's children will last forever. And the further you're invested in these things, the further you are sowing seeds for eternity, right? And so just remember that, like, a Nintendo Switch is fine, but it's not eternal, right? All right, back to my front porch. This is my dill plant. I planted dill seeds and I sprouted it, and I got so lucky, I even got a bonus dill plant, right? Do you guys like all my dill plants?
Yes.
But hang on, wait. Did you notice a problem with all my dill plants?
Yes.
What's the problem here?
They're all leaning.
Well, yes, but that's not the problem.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this is, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't go on my scrambled eggs. This ain't dill. Okay. And so I did eventually. It was killing my dill. It killed my dill. And so I was had to finally pull it out. But here's a... Okay, that didn't light up right. Okay, sometimes we plant accidental seeds in our life. Did you know that I plant accidental seeds? These are common accidental seeds. I was just joking. Did you know that there's a verse in the Bible? This isn't exact, but it says, a man who deceives his neighbor and then says I was only joking is like a madman flinging flaming arrows or something. It means like you can't say a joke that hurts someone or plants a bad seed and then says, just joking, or it was an accident, or I was just having a bad day. I have bad days. I lose my temper. You probably have bad days, but it still plants seeds. I'm still a kid. I'm still learning. You guys are kids. You guys are gonna do dumb stuff. You guys are gonna say dumb things. You guys are gonna make people mad because you're children and you're childish, and you are learning and growing, and that's okay. This doesn't make you bad, right? But it still plants fruit, and you still don't want to eat that fruit. Does that make sense? So wait, what do you do? That's a problem. What do you do when we plant the wrong seeds?
Fix it!
These are ways we can fix it. Ready? We can apologize. We talk to God. We repent. We ask for help. We ask for help from people. We plant better seeds. And sometimes the better seeds we plant are better than no seeds at all. What if... I have a story. My friend's best friend was borrowing his basketball, and he was bouncing it. It had been wildly overinflated before. So he bounced it, and pop! The thing just exploded. I've never seen anything like it. And my kid's sitting there with a dead basketball. It wasn't my kid's friend's fault. But you know what he did? He fixed it. He bought him a new basketball with his own saved money. And that was cool. And it's like, Irvin, I respect you more because you did that big kid thing. I respect you more than if the basketball would have never broken in the first place. So even if he had messed up and it had been broken because he was being dumb, I still respected him more because he fixed it in a cool way. It built an awesome seed. All right, we're going to play a game. It's just a stupid game. But we're going to make two noises. Ding, 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 ding. Let's hear it. Ding, 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 ding. Or, ah. You can be more obnoxious than that. Okay. Everybody in the world, people who love God, people who don't love God, there's all sorts of reasons people plant seeds that they believe are going to grow some kind of fruit. There's good reasons and there's bad reasons. So if it's a good reason, go. And if it's a bad reason, go. All right, ready? All right. What if you just, God straight up asks you to? Is that a good reason to bear a good, plant a good seed? Ding, 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 ding. All right. It will make people be nice to me. We don't use our good works to manipulate, right? All right, how about God prompted me to do something in my heart? Right. How about I want to be part of God's work? Okay, what about it will get me into heaven? We know this, right? No matter how many good things we do, does not get us into heaven, right? We can plant 1,000 good seeds and that will not earn our way into heaven. We know this, right? Yeah, right? Just Jesus. But there's a lot of Christians in the world, and I was one of them before I understood the gospel. I thought if I was good enough and planted enough good seeds, St. Peter at that gate would let me in. And that's just not how it goes, guys. All right, how about mom might give me extra candy? I mean, she might, but we don't do good things to manipulate, right? Earning trust is good. Bright getting candy out of the deal, not so much. All right? To help me remember that life is about more than just me. Can I tell you something about kids? They all think they're the center of the world. I did, and you probably sometimes do too, and grown-ups do too, but kids are especially good at that. We forget that life is about other people, and there's a lot of people with a lot of needs. And when we serve and bless and love, we remember that the world is big, right? And that's part of growing up and getting big, which you guys are doing. All right? I will feel good about myself. That was hard. You will feel good. And it's good not to be racked with guilt. We don't want to walk around with guilt. But I know people who are in this game of, I want to finally be happy with who I am, so I'm going to do good things that people will praise me and I will feel content in my heart. But then they don't, because they're not secure in God. And God loves you just for who you are. My stinky, bratty babies who are crying and snotty and have poopy diapers and have planted no good seeds, I love them. Bad seeds and all, no good seeds at all. I love them, and God loves you too. So when you want to feel good about yourself, it's really tempting to do good things to feel good. But instead, if you just want to feel good about yourself, talk to God and let God remind you who you are, right? Okay. It will make people like me. Oh, more obnoxious than that. Let's hear it. Ready? Okay? To find joy in God. Yeah, it's fun. I believe it's just going to bear good fruit. The Bible promises, right? The Bible promises the verse we read at the beginning, right? It will reap a harvest of righteousness if we don't give up. And I know it will help me grow. It will make God love me more. We talked about this, right? It's tempting. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right. God promises a reward in heaven. It's good. God promises it because he loves us, right? All right. We're going to play a game. This game is called Baby Face, and it's silly and little. You're going to look at the person. The goal is not to laugh. Do you promise? No laughing involved. Got it? I'm going to tell you something. Pretend you're a little baby in a diaper, and this is a face you might make in this situation, and you're going to make the face. You're both going to make it, and you're going to make sure the person across you, you're going to try and make them laugh, and they're going to try not to laugh, right? So you guys are both going to be making the face at the same time. We'll start easy. Happy baby. No laughing? Angry baby. A baby who wants candy. Sad baby. Stinky baby. I'm getting three laughs. You guys are winning, all right? And a baby who just got a bunch of candy. You guys are awesome. All right, that was silly, but I want you to remember, babies grow up, seeds grow up, right? That was ridiculous, but I want you to remember, babies don't grow into adults overnight, and seeds don't grow into fruit overnight. They take time to grow. Babies are pretty worthless for a long time. I mean, they're beautiful and God loves them, but they add nothing helpful. They don't do a single chore for a long time. It's really annoying, but you know what? It takes time for seeds to grow, and that's okay. All right, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God gives the growth. We have to pray and depend on God, right? We can plant good seeds that go nowhere if God doesn't will it to grow, right? And God can make teeny, tiny seeds grow into a beautiful plant, right? Yeah. All right, some seeds grow fast. This is a story. This plant has been in my best friend's yard for 10 years. It's a boring plant. And I've been like, why did you, I didn't ask her this, but I'm like, why did you plant this big boring plant? But 4th of July, I was sitting in a yard and I look up and I'm like, Courtney, why is there a Dr. Seuss tree in your yard? It looks like a Dr. Seuss tree. Yeah, it does. But this is called a century plant. This plant takes like between 8 and 30 years to grow. Like, oh, wow. Crazy, right? Takes time. An apple tree takes 4 to 5. If you're planting 10-year fruit, don't like be, I was nice to my sibling for a day and they're still frustrated by me. I've been trying to be nice to my teacher for 3 days and she still is tired of my attitude. Ugh. Sometimes fruit takes time, right? Sometimes in my life, if I've gotten on a rocky start in a relationship, sometimes it takes a lot of seeds and a lot of patience before God is gracious and lets it grow into peace and love and joy, right? That's okay. Don't give up. All right. What if we have a problem? All right. That is a yard full of goat heads. Ooh. Goat heads are awful because there's like 20 on a plant and they go everywhere. What do you do if you're stuck in a goat head yard? Burn it down?
Cut it out.
Burn it down. You can actually buy goats for this. Did you know that? You can rent goats to eat your goat heads. All right. But really, ask the master gardener. So Jesus is our rescuer, right? We do not have to have it together to come to him for help, right? Dad or Job? We don't have to be perfect? All right. 911, what's your emergency?
Fire.
Hi, fireman, my house is on fire. I'm outside, but please come put it out. Excuse me, miss. Did you change the batteries on your smoke detector? No. Why didn't you change the batteries on your smoke detector? I don't know. Let's have a long talk about smoke detector safety. Like, is the fireman going to do that?
No.
No, he's not.
He's going to
come help me. All right. Would it have been nice for me to replace those smoke detector batteries when I was supposed to?
Yes.
Yes. Did I suffer a loss because I was an idiot?
Yeah.
Yes, and that happens in our life. Sometimes I suffer loss because I'm dumb. But you know what? The fireman's not worried about that right now. He wants to help me. He's not gonna sit there and shame me and yell at me because out of my mistakes. He's gonna help with the emergency. And then we'll have a talk about smoke detectors, right? But first he's just gonna help me out of my emergency. So if you're stuck in a relationship emergency, don't feel like you have to fix it or anything, right? All right. Jesus says, call to me. I will answer you and tell you great and incomparable things you do not know. I love that you do not know because I think I know everything. I think I can probably figure out a way out of my problems. But if I pray, God tells me things that I didn't know and I'm old. So if you guys who are not old ask God, maybe he'll tell you things you do not know. Wait, raise your hand if you know everything. I saw temptation. You guys wanted to raise it. All right, but God will call on the day of trouble. He will deliver and glorify. All right. Oh, I'll be right back. 10 seconds.
10.
Procrastination. All right. This is a battering ram, right? What's the battering ram for?
Pushing a door tab.
Destroying.
Pretty cool. I got something to show you. Hang on. I don't know if I have a slide for it.
Burn it down.
Okay, not yet. All right, I'm gonna sit. Sorry, sound guy. All right. So you guys can see. All right. So sometimes storms come in life, right? So here's me. Ready? What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen?
You're gonna fall.
Boo! That's what happens, right? Sometimes storms batter on us and we fall, right? Let's try again, because it's fun. Ready? Three. Question. Do you guys know what the word fortify means?
Yes.
Raise your hands if you know fortify. Go for it.
Protect.
Yeah, or what else? Anything else? Gentleman behind, do you have a word for fortify?
To be protected.
Yeah, to like make it stronger, right? Yeah. So here is a fortified box. Let's try it. Ready? Who thinks it's going to do better?
It's going to not fall.
Boo!
Nothing happened.
Nothing, but guess what? A little bit happened, but not much, right? Boo! You can see it wiggles, but it was pretty good, right? So I did some math. This is very quick math, but fun fact, there are about 1,280 pinto beans in this box-ish. I did not count every one. So how many gospel seeds should you plant in your life to help you when storms batter you down? What kind of gospel seeds are we talking about here? Because we're not talking good seeds like
praying
or reading or memorizing. These are gospel seeds, right? And like, okay, it took 1,280 seeds to help make this box strong, right? So when you have your quiet times and your memory verses or whatever it is you do, you are making yourself strong so that these storms that batter against us aren't going to take us out. But, hang on, but wait, question. You know what really makes it strong? Check out now. Not even an inch. Because you know what? What was holding the box? A hand that was bigger than him. You know that verse that says, I will help you. I will hold you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand? So it's good. Fortify your box, right? Put in your beams everywhere. But let God fortify you with his righteous right hand, right? That's the goal? All right, hang on. Beautiful tension. This is just, I want you to remember, guys. God arms you with strength, right? I am with you. Do not be, I will strengthen you. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the battle belongs to the Lord, right? It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God, right? And so planting seeds is good, but don't feel like if you plant 1,000 seeds now, then you're good to go forever. Like, we need to depend on God no matter what, right? Never be, there's a verse that says, let he who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. Planting seeds is good, but it will never replace depending on God, right? Yep.
Once you're done with this, you could just go on to YouTube on your computer and play it on
this. I will try. All right, this is about more than us. When we plant gospel seeds of love and truth, we don't always see where they go. But God promises that when we plant beautiful seeds, they bear fruit, even if we never see it. So a word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do. So we're seed spreaders, right? We send spread seeds of love and joy and peace and Jesus all over this world, right? So those seeds are going to go far, right? It's like that feather in Forrest Gump. It just goes. And we can too, right? So that's when we're getting, you can take out the little fingerprint pads. So this is a silly activity, but you can keep it, and I want you to remember, use your pinky, and I'll show you what to do. Like, your pinky's gonna work better, but whatever. And so you can use your fingerprint, and don't put it on the seed, right? We are not the seed. The seed is God, God's word, God's love, God's truth. We are the little fluffy part, right? That spreads the seeds everywhere, right? Does that make sense? So guys, yeah, feel free, you only get one color under your bag. But we're seed spreaders, and so you can kind of fingerprint it. And it's super cool, right? Because when we spread God's love, it's God's work, but our fingerprints are part of it, right? We have more stamps back there.
So you're supposed to put it on this?
Yeah. Mark it up. Does anybody need an extra stamp pad or an extra picture?
I think we're okay.
We're good? Because I have extra.
I got pink.
Oh, that's tragic. Let me get you a different one.
You know what, sure. If you don't eat it, I'll take it back for my kids, but I don't need them all.
But there's lots of them.
So. Yeah. All right, guys. So this is what I want you to remember, right? I know this isn't like the coolest art project you've ever done, and it wasn't supposed to be, but I did want you to remember, like, it's cool. When we do God's work, our fingerprints are on this cool, amazing story, right? That's bigger than us. And so God's story is huge, right? I mean, it's cool to have your fingerprints on that, right? All right. All right, back to attention. Hello.
Hi.
I know, just a couple minutes more, and then we'll see if we can make that wrapping video work. All right, so this is the thing. God does a miracle, right? God makes it grow. We're not the seeds, right? God's word and beauty and truth is the seeds, right? If anything, I want you to remember that God's beauty is the seeds, not us. God makes it grow. God does a miracle, but we get to be part of it, right? That's cool. That's worth doing it, right? All right, brainstorming. I want ideas. Where and how can we be seed planters? So your siblings is like the easiest, right? Because if you're a brat to them, then they're grumpy with you. And if you're nice to them, then it's like, whoa, I'm so lucky to have an amazing sibling, right? But what about school? If you go to school. Or sports teams. How can you be a seed planter in sports teams?
Tell them about Jesus.
Or just be a good sport
in general. Yeah, be a good
sport. Pay attention, listen, love them, right? I have a question. What about grown-ups? Can kids plant seeds in grown-ups' lives?
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure? What about the grumpy, tired lady at the grocery store?
Yep.
Does she need someone to be kind to smile to her?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
What about the lunch lady?
Yeah.
Yes. You can be kind to adults. And what about your mom if she's having a bad day?
Yeah.
Yes. You guys, it doesn't have to just be kids. It can be babies, little siblings, the baby in the grocery cart next to you. Do you know what, as a mom, do you know what brings me so much gratitude? is when my little kids are fussy and grumpy and some random kid is nice to them and entertains them and makes them laugh. Like, it makes me cry. I'm like, thank you! Because sometimes people are tired and sad and done, and if you spread a little joy by loving them or the people they love, that's beautiful, right? All right, anybody else? Any other good ideas? What do you think, Mimi?
Church.
Church, yeah. Because guess what? I have a secret for you. Not everybody in your church knows Jesus. And not everybody in your church goes feeling loved and strong. Sometimes people go to church feeling sad and tired and like they barely made it in the door. And we can plant seeds in their hearts, right? What else? Nehemiah?
Like, we can just tell them about, like Matthew 28:19, like that, about the Great Commission.
Yeah. We can be encouragers, right? All right, let's see if we can find that raccoon video real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can.
That's right.
Start. Oh, there he goes. He's so excited. Oh. He's
That is so sad. That is
so sad. Let's watch it one more time because it makes me laugh.
He's so excited. Oh. That is so sad. But hilarious at the same time.
And I'll show you one more. It's the same thing but a little different because this one's even. This raccoon like keeps trying. Hang on. I watched way too many of these. Yes. Yeah. Hang on. Here. Okay. Were you grumbling? He's like, this is good. This is good.
Oh, he's going to die. Oh, God.
Look how desperate he looks. You just didn't care if you got it. Like, it's fine to have nice things, but sometimes treasures fade. Yeah?
Or if, like, you, like, had candy and you ate it, before you used it, and you're like, where did it go?
Like, yeah, like, when you're really excited about something and you already eat it, and you're like, where did it go?
Right! That last sip of the latte, it's like, aww. All right, anyway, we are going to pray that we can be, what's our take-homes? You tell me. Remind me, what's our take homes? Huh?
Seed spreaders.
Seed spreaders. What kind of seeds? Gentlemen in the front row. Gentlemen, what kind of seeds are we spreading?
Good seeds.
Good. With who? Who can we spread good seeds with?
People. Everyone.
Thank you. Well, like with your siblings, like kindness, patience. Patience is a big one, things like that. And we remember that sometimes when we find ourselves planting bad seeds, we can
kill.
Fix it. Ask the master gardener, pull up the seeds and plant better stuff, right? So you don't die like my dill plants. So we're going to pray, okay? God, thank you for today and the chance to care about you and learn about you and to thank you that your big and beautiful work is so much more than we could ever know or understand. And we get to be a part of it. We get to have a little piece of this adventure and this wonderful thing you're building. I pray we be humble and we be wise and that we listen to you when you ask us to plant seeds and that we would be responsive and be willing to do it even when it's hard and we're grumpy and we don't want to. We trust you, God. Please keep us safe. Please keep us learning and loving and change our lives and come into our hearts more and more every day. In your son's name we pray. Amen.